rocking across the USA every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific for the past 24 years. Welcome aboard, gang. David Essel in the box with you. America's positive radio talk show. Heck yes, broadcasting live out of Studio E in Los Angeles, California. Tricia, Nathan in the box with me as well. 1-800-548-TALK is the number. 1-800-548-TALK. Text us during the show, 941-266-7676. 941-266-7676. Proud to be part of the iHeart Premier Clear Channel Radio Network. And hope that you are having an awesome day, whatever you're up to. Don't forget to let your other friends and family know that we are on the air for them, too, as we bring you the top guest in the world to help you mentally, physically, spiritually, financially go to that next level in life. 1-800-548-TALK. Did you know that over 27 million people suffer on a daily basis from pain caused by arthritis? Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum is with us, the author of 5 books, seen on Dr. Oz, CNN, Fox, including his most recent book, Real Cause, Real Cure. Or as a matter of fact, I think he has a newer book coming out soon on fibromyalgia. We'll get a chance to talk to Dr. Teitelbaum about. Today it's going to be about pain, arthritis, and more. Aloha, Dr. Teitelbaum.
Hey, aloha, David. Great to be with you again.
Yes, now you have a brand new book coming out, right?
Well, The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, it's already out.
Yes.
So where my book, From Fatigue to Fantastic, was like a textbook. This one's an easy, fun read. So for those with fatigue, for those who ache all over and have trouble sleeping, The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution will turn your lives around.
That is awesome. We're gonna have to have you come back on to talk about that book. Today, Real Cause, Real Cure, 27 million people suffer from pain on a daily basis from arthritis. Dr. Teitelbaum, what percentage of those people do you think know it's actually arthritis that they're suffering from?
I think most of them.
Do they?
Unlike fibromyalgia, where only 15% of people have a diagnosis, most people, when their joints hurt, there's enough on TV about arthritis that even when it's not arthritis, they're going to call it that.
Right. and the two different types, osteoarthritis and rheumatoid, let's talk about osteo first. What is that?
Well, osteo is basically wear and tear arthritis. That's your normal day today. Most people have arthritis. That's what they have. We are an upright species. We have a diet from hell, which triggers a lot of inflammation because of white flour, sugar, not enough of the fish oils, those kind of things. Trigger inflammation, so anything that ends in itis, like arthritis, that's itis equals inflammation. So that's what the wear and tear arthritis is. And then you'll have a different one, which is an autoimmune disease, where the joints are actually red, hot, and swollen. Well, you can look at them, and you'll see they're red, they're clearly swollen. You can see deformed with either of the illnesses. You can feel the heat. If somebody puts their hands on it, they're going to go, wow, you know, that's really hot joints. That's most often rheumatoid arthritis. The treatments we're going to talk about for day-to-day arthritis that are dramatically helpful also help rheumatoid arthritis, but we're going to add in some other treatments, including fish oil, strangely enough, antibiotics. Antibiotics, specifically tetracyclines, are dramatically effective for rheumatoid arthritis. But your doctor won't know about that because they have a major, major problem. They are dirt cheap. Most of you with rheumatoid arthritis, you're getting the Enbrels and other $20,000 to $30,000 a year medications. Your doctor will be told about those.
Right.
Tetracycline at a nickel?
Yeah, probably not so. Oh, my God. Hey, what's the percentage of people with arthritis that have osteo versus rheumatoid?
You're looking at about 2.5 million with the rheumatoid versus 27 million with the osteoarthritis or arthritis.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. So most of it is just wear and tear. And is it true that if you have like sports injuries from high school or college, that those joints are more likely to become arthritic later in life?
Well, it's a funny thing, because a lot of what we call arthritis is not coming from the joints. And let me give listeners a really important tip. The x-rays usually have very little to do with your pain. And that you see wear and tear, and it's funny, they did this with studies of people with back arthritis. and back pain, where there are some doctors who I guess are curmudgeons and troublemakers like me, and they all their x-rays would come back being good. Oh, yeah, of course you have horrible back pain. Look at all this disc disease, blah, blah, blah. And so some doctors went ahead, and they took people with no back pain, took x-rays, sent them into the radiologist, and lied. They said these people have back pain. And they came back with the same reports. Oh, horrible wear and tear, arthritis, amazing, wondering these people can walk, you know, the usual reports that you see.
Right.
They said, fooled you, these people don't have arthritis or pain.
Wow.
And then they put up all of them on the screen, and they said, pick out the ones with back pain from those without. And they couldn't, and they did the same study with MRIs. And you'll see the same thing with joint arthritis, hips and hands and wrists and knees and all the rest. So that your x-ray looks like a war zone does not mean that that is what is causing your pain, which often means you do not need to have the surgery to have it replaced. And in fact, if you look at the standard treatment for arthritis, outside of being profitable, it is a disaster. Medications we use, the ibuprofen and NSAID family medications, over 30,000 U.S. deaths a year from these medications. Now, can you imagine if on the news terrorists were killing 30,000 people a year and we could prevent that?
Wow. Now, how is it that they cause deaths? How is it that these over-the-counter pain medicines cause death?
Well, we're talking both the over-the-counter and the prescription, the NSAIDs. 16,500, and this is considered a conservative number, deaths from bleeding ulcers each year.
Oh.
This
oh,
is what
yeah.
the research shows. And doctors say, that's not so. And I say, here's a study. And I go, my God, why didn't anybody ever show me this? And then you look, there's a large study of over 100,000 patient years experience in Lancet looking at a number of studies. They found a 40 to 300% increase risk of death from heart attack and stroke in people taking the NSAIDs. That's
wow.
the biggest cause of death and one of the most commonly used medications. Bad combination. And
yeah.
the reason I say that these 30,000 deaths are preventable is that study after study after study after study after study have been showing that the natural remedies are not just more effective, not as effective, more effective.
Right.
But instead of side effects, you get side benefits. So glucosamine, for example, in the one large study, people taking the glucosamine during the study had a 17% lower risk of dying during the study. People taking curcumin, curcumin and boswellia in head-on studies with Celebrex, far more effective, far more effective. And the what are the side effects of curcumin? Lower risk of Alzheimer's. Lower risk of cancer, and a host of other, less depression. So you get these side benefits instead of side effects. But again, there's a major problem with the natural remedies. Again,
yeah, yeah.
They're
well,
cheap.
I was just going to say the major problem is that there's no benefit to our doctors, is there?
Well, it's not the doctors. David, seriously, the doctors think they're doing the right thing. They want to be doing the right thing. But they don't
right.
know that what they think is medical education is really slick advertising masquerading as science.
Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, we're going to ask you to hang right in there. We're going to go to a quick break and talk more when we come back about arthritis and pain. Any additional supplements the doctor will share with us that are effective? What foods should we stay away from? What foods should we consume more of when it comes to pain and arthritis? Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, author of the book Real Cause, Real Cure, and the website vitality101.com, vitality101.com. Hey, for your friends, if they're missing this live interview, don't forget, at 9 p.m. Eastern, the interview with Dr. Teitelbaum will be up archived at talkdavid.com. Let them know. I'm David Essel. Stay there.
Now, Clients who have worked one-on-one with Master Life Coach David Essel are learning how to change their lives.
For 30 years, I had been struggling in a codependent relationship, and I had abandoned all that was sacred to me. And after just 5 months working with David, my life has totally turned around. David's work has changed my life forever. I am truly finding my joy again.
Client success has come from focus and accountability with David, and the same can happen for you. Life coaching programs start at under $200, so visit TalkDavid.com. That's TalkDavid.com. Need toner? The Toner Kings sells all leading brands of toner cartridges to hundreds of businesses across the country and Fortune 500 companies like Lockheed Martin, American Red Cross, and Excellus Blue Cross, just to name a few. Just head online to thetonerkings.com. Order toner and save up to 60% off dealer pricing with their 100% guarantee. You can try a new cost-effective toner solution with no risk. Visit thetonerkings.com. Mention you heard this ad on XM Radio and get an additional 20% off your first toner order.
You're tuned into David Essel Live, America's positive radio show. Like us on Facebook and listen to hundreds of inspirational archive shows at TalkDavid.com. Now here's your host, Mr. Motivation, David Essel.
Every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. Welcome aboard, gang. Nice to have you on board. 27 million people suffer from arthritis every day. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, author of many books, including Real Cause, Real Cure, talking to us. Dr. Teitelbaum, glucosamine, curcumin, any other supplements that you feel very strongly about could be benefit for people who are suffering from arthritis?
Absolutely. And David, let's give people a good four-step spa program to heal their joints. So
sure.
For those of you out there, your joints hurt, you've got arthritis, are you ready to be pain-free? Get a piece of paper and a pen, write this down, or type out the information. Here are the four steps to healing your joints. Number one, you want to feed your joints. You want to repair them. You want to give them what they need for joint healing. And I want to start with that with two key things for most people. One will be a good vitamin powder. I like one called the Energy Revitalization System vitamin powder that replaces 35 pills with one drink. It gives outstanding overall nutritional support. The second thing will be glucosamine sulfate, not chloride, sulfate, and 750 milligrams twice a day. Those two together will give they're going to give your joints most of the nutrients that they need for healing. Now, there are other things like chondroitin, MSM, and strontium that for severe cases can also be helpful. For most listeners, though, if they start with those two, that's going to be step one of their four-step spa program.
I love it. Let's keep moving.
Okay, step two is to handle the inflammation. Now, most of you have heard about the glucosamine, and what you don't know is that was introduced to the U.S. market by a natural visionary name of Terry Lemerand. He also now has introduced a special highly absorbed curcumin, and this is what was used. Most curcumin turmeric products will not work unless you take 30 pills a day. But by using this highly absorbed one that has the added natural oils as part of it, you increase the absorption sevenfold, so you only need 3 a day instead of 20 plus. So get these 3 products. Number one is called Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. This is a pain relief miracle. It is a mix of the highly absorbed curcumin, a special Boswellia, and most of you know Boswellia by its other name, which is frankincense.
Right.
This is a special form that's been shown. The Boswellia was shown in one study to decrease arthritis 80 to 90% after 8 weeks. There's no medication that does that.
80 to 90%.
It was remarkable. The three wise men were smart for a reason. They knew what they were about. You know. So it's remarkable stuff. So the Curamin, one tablet 3 times a day, or one capsule, and then what I add to that is another mix called End Pain, E-N-D, Pain,
yeah.
P-A-I-N, and that's a mix of a special high purity willow bark along with some Boswellia as well.
Sure.
So I'll have people take those together. Now, everything I'm telling you today is okay to take with your pain medications. These natural things take 6 weeks to heal the joints. The medication's poison system, so they'll work quickly. The natural remedies, you're going to start seeing relief very quickly, but it takes 6 weeks to see the full effect. And then a third herb, which is awesome, but only taken as a cream, not by mouth, is called comfrey.
Okay. How do you spell C-O-M-F-R-E-Y?
Correct. And the cream that I recommend is called Trauma Plant. And you'll find for any place that hurts, just rub that on, and you're going to be going, oh, my God, that feels better right away.
Hey, Dr. Teitelbaum, before you go any further, I just got a text in. And he said, could you please ask the good doctor, I have a question that doesn't have to do with arthritis, but it is a condition that ends with itis. Would any of these supplements help me with prostatitis?
Well, here's the thing with the prostate. The prostate, even though it's an inflammation, what you want is something called quercetin. The quercetin is a bioflavonoid, 500 milligrams twice a day, that will decrease the inflammation. Now, we want to make sure there's no active infection. Usually the person's already seen a doctor for that because it's like a toothache. You're not going to wait on it if it's acute prostatitis. So you're probably talking chronic. It's often candida. And also you want to avoid excess coffee. Sometimes the coffee acids will irritate the prostate. You can use the N-pain or Curamin for that. It may settle the inflammation somewhat, but it's not been studied for that.
Okay, good. Now we can come back to this, but I wanted to get that in before we ran out. So we have some of these supplements.
Okay, step three.
And step three.
Use your joints. What happens is because they hurt, we're afraid to go ahead and walk as much, and we don't put them through their full range of motion because it hurts. So here's the trick. You put heat, whether you have these little bean bag or herb bags, you can put in the microwave, you can have a hot pack, a hot water bottle, whatever you want. You put it over the area that hurts. After about 5-10 minutes, you're going to find that you can gently start to stretch those joints out to their full range of motion. And because the heat makes it easier to do so. And once you've reclaimed that range of motion, it's yours again, even once you take the heat off. So go for walks. If you can't walk because arthritis is that bad, find a warm water pool because that way you can start to do it more easily and get reconditioned. But use those hot compresses, heat, and then just take your joints or ask somebody to help you. Stretch them out, not to the point where they hurt, but where they comfortably can get the full range of motion. That makes a big difference for reclaiming. And then step four is to treat any allergies. Most people, it's not an issue, but some people have food allergies. When I see persistent arthritis that doesn't respond to other things, I'm going to be looking for food allergies. I'm going to use an acupressure technique called NAET to look for and eliminate those food allergies.
Are there certain foods that you would highly recommend people stay away from just in general?
In general, the key things would be to avoid the excess sugar. Doesn't mean you can't have any, but it's excess sugar is inflammatory. White flour tends to be inflammatory. If you're going to have meat, go with grass-fed meat instead of grain-fed meat. And increase the amount of fish. I'm not talking about fried fish from the local fast food joint, but salmon, tuna, things like that that are high in the essential oils. I like, for those taking fish oil supplements, you'll find that I really like to keep it simple for people. I don't want people taking handfuls of pills all day. So instead of 8 regular fish oil pills, I just have them take one Vectomega tablet. It delivers the same effect in terms of the essential fatty acids, which is what you really need. So one Vectomega a day instead of 8 big honker fish oil pills.
Right.
Keep it simple, folks.
I like it. I like it a lot. Tell me, we've got 2 minutes left. Discuss the difference between grass-fed and non-grass-fed beef that would be healthier.
Well, the one is much higher in the omega-3s.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'll have more arachidonic acid in the other one. Dave, can I mention 2 quick things?
Yes, please.
Number one, a lot of people feel they have arthritis all over because their joints hurt. But what they may have is a secondary fibromyalgia. So if you have trouble sleeping, you're exhausted and can't sleep, and you ache all over, that's not arthritis. That's probably secondary fibromyalgia. The SHINE protocol, which we talk about in the book, will help that go away. There is effective treatment that we've done studies on. Number two, we're doing a study on treating Alzheimer's and dementia. So for listeners, if you know somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia who would like to be in a study using, basically we're going to do a brain tune-up. The phone number, write it down, 410-573-5389. Give their family members a call if they're interested in being in a study. It's a good way. We're going to find a lot of people who have so-called Alzheimer's, I think they're going to find it goes away.
Oh, my goodness. That'd be an absolute miracle for a person and a family. We're talking to Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Dr. Teitelbaum, we're going to get you back to talk about your fibromyalgia book. There's no doubt about that. The information that we're discussing today out of his book, Real Cause, Real Cure, his website, vitality101.com, vitality101.com.
Also, endfatigue.com.
And endfatigue.com, E-N-D, fatigue.com. Dr. Teitelbaum, wishing you a wonderful weekend, and thanks so much for your great help.
David, my pleasure. Be well.
Okay, we'll do it again. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, we've had him on many times in the past in the various networks that we've been with. We love, just love having him back on the show. Vitality101.com and endfatigue.com for all your answers. We're coming up next with the answers to your emails, to your texts, to everything that you could imagine. David Essel in the box, 24 years on the air. TalkDavid.com is the website. Stay right there.